This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour on our attempt today to fight truth decay. This is America's Best. Yep, I'm America's Best. Jennifer is. Certainly Jay is. Yeah, we're here at your service and on your side to download more info and have conversation. As probably most of you know, it's Holocaust Remembrance Week. And so I would go to you for this one, Jay. Seems like a schoolboy down in your state. Jay lives in Nashville. This is from the McKinn County Board of Education. Are you familiar with their decision this week?
McKinn?
Yeah. To remove Maus, M-A-U-S, which is a Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novel that focuses on the Holocaust. It's going to come out of the school curriculum. Officials there... It's been in the curriculum for a dozen years, and apparently somebody just woke up to the fact that there is profanity and an image of a nude woman.
So is it more so the profanity and the nudity? Is that what they're upset about?
Yeah, right.
So it's not the fact that it's about the Holocaust.
It's the cartoonist that did it was Art Spiegelman. His book is about his Jewish parents' experience in a Nazi concentration camp, and the minutes of the meeting suggest that the school board voted unanimously to yank this out of the curriculum. Again, I tell you, it's been in the curriculum for 10, 12 years, and nobody seems to have done or said anything about it. The novel was serialized in 1980, published in 2 volumes, as a text for 8th graders who were studying the Holocaust. As a matter of fact, this guy won the Pulitzer Prize for this in 1992. So one wonders how many down there. I think sometimes it becomes obvious what we are thinking. You know, the people are like, you're an elite Easterner, you snobby liberal Northeast. You don't
damn
know.
Yankee.
Yeah, that's right. You're a damn Yankee. Anyway, there were a lot of efforts in not only, I guess, down in. In Tennessee and Kentucky and all that area, to get books out of the schools that are supposedly there to help people understand racism, that sort of thing. The Tennessee School Board says they don't want anything that's sexual in any of the books. So is that moving us ahead? Is it moving us backwards? One of the board members,
really
a guy named...
In what context? It's not about, I don't know, I hate banning anything or, you know.
Yeah, me too.
You can choose to consume it or not. Well, you all agree on that. Now it seems like certain.
Well, is it appropriate? The question is, do parents look at this and say this is appropriate or inappropriate for our children? There's a need to know about, I think the Holocaust thing is something you need to know about. Needs to be
right.
taught, but
and that's why,
and you can't sugarcoat
way.
It either. You have to, you need to.
And
be
obviously,
about
we've
it.
Always talked about what's appropriate for what grade level, right? The types of literature, some things that young kids are just not going to understand or consume, certainly. So, I mean, I think recommending grade levels might be appropriate for some of the content, but as far as like banning and subject matter and sexuality in books, I mean, look, I can remember as a kid reading, To Kill a Mockingbird was one where they had bad language. Or Mark Twain was one, right, where he would use bad language sometimes. And you'd be like, whoa, and it would kind of shock you a little bit. But yet that was part of the experience. What was the – J.D. Salinger was the one that was probably the one I'm thinking of that was most notable. But I think where there's another line, and again, there's, you know, now we're in like this whole new realm of crazy. And so in California, there has been a controversy. It was probably about six months ago, maybe a year ago, or maybe it was even before COVID, before people were out of school, kids were out of school. But there were a whole collection and series of books that were so vulgar and talking about like having sexual relations with animals, like all this stuff that they were trying to put into the California school curriculum. So in that point, I would say, well, you shouldn't be banning pieces of literature, but if you have people who are writing books just simply to get a reaction or to be salacious, then I don't know. I think there might be a line about what the school adds in as at least formal curriculum. Obviously, you can't take those books away. But
well, okay, let's go to the other side of the street, shall we? Because this is, as we think about the Holocaust and think about what people are studying and what people know, there's a new academic study that claims this novel, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Have you heard about that? Have you seen it? Mm-mm. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas was published in 2006. Author's name is John Boyne. The book focuses on a friendship between a Jewish boy who was imprisoned in Auschwitz and his best friend, who was the son of a Nazi commandant. Apparently there's a film. I don't remember the film, but it came out in 2008. And so now there are academic studies suggesting that this book and this movie will teach people or will portray or does portray dangerous fallacies. University College of London has a Center for Holocaust Education. This is, by the way, in this morning's Guardian. 35% of teachers in England use this book in lessons covering the Holocaust. Now, in Europe, it's much more of a serious study than it is here. I don't know. I think there's anecdotal stuff taught about the Holocaust here. Certainly depends on, I guess, your neighborhood, what population is like, and what the parents think is important. I think this is important, and I'm not Jewish, but I don't think it has to do with being Jewish. I think it has to do with, you know, what went on in the world and what people ought to know about what went on in the world. The book has been used in classroom lessons. It's been used by the drama departments. People have, there's sort of, I think there's a play that's written about this, kind of off of the movie. The critics say the book engenders misplaced sympathy with the Nazis. That's the beef. That because they portray this young boy, the son of the Nazi commandant, is a nice young boy, and the other boy is a nice young boy, that this shouldn't be something that is taught in school. Huh? Why not? Why? I got a problem with this. If you have, whether it's the truth or whether it's a drama that was created, why, you know, who knows what this youngster knew about Nazism at 6 years old? And so I guess my question to you collectively and to Jennifer and Jay, under the circumstances, if you are like most people, you recognize the narrative of the Nazis and the good guys and the bad guys, let's put it that way. And so this is a fictional sort of thing. Is it implausible that a young boy that was in Auschwitz could be friends with a Nazi commandant's son? I don't think so. Who knows? But, you know, remember the story of the Germans during World War One, when on Christmas Eve there was a battle going on somewhere in France, and there were like 100,000 troops there. And that Christmas Eve they all put down their guns, their weapons, and they sang Christmas carols, the Germans and the French and the English. They just stopped the war, and they spent the evening celebrating Christmas. So it's not like it isn't possible for these sorts of things to happen. Is it realistic? Is it truthful? I don't know. Is that the important part of this? Or is it to look at the better side of humanity? I'm confused a little bit by this, by the action of this, people who don't really think this is a good idea. I think it is a good idea.
People you might think is bad, everybody's got a perspective, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, there have been a lot of people talking about this. The London Jewish Cultural Center claims that 75% of respondents to a survey say The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is based on a true story. There's a museum over in Auschwitz. This says the book ought to be avoided by anybody who studies or teaches about the Holocaust because it's historically inaccurate. You know, then now they're wondering, did this boy actually exist? It was written as a novel. But was it possible? Could it have been possible? Yeah. But we marginalize things that we think are politically incorrect. And there's nothing more politically incorrect for a lot of Jewish people I know than to suggest that anybody who was a Nazi, no matter what their age, was any good.
Well, nobody wants to be put into a box, yet everybody is so quick to put everybody else into a box.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, anyway, certainly is food for thought, but I hope this is something that is discussed in schools this week. I think it would be very appropriate. That is Holocaust remembrance and how it all... It isn't... I don't see this as politically correct. It's just, I mean, think about how what happened. Two-thirds of Europe's Jewish population was murdered by the Nazis. And so this is very appropriate. I think it's extraordinarily important. The DJB download, starting off with Chat, the current one, about who writes the songs for Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish. Hello, the answer to the question is Taylor Swift writes the songs for Taylor and Billie Eilish writes the songs with her brother for Billie. There was a question about that. And so, who was the one who perpetrated that, Jay? I forget. We put the pieces of that together.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot his name.
What'd you say,
another recording artist. He's part of the Gorillaz.
Damon Albarn.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Why would anybody pay any attention to that, even? I guess we did.
So, hook, line, and sinker.
That's it. We fell for it. Anyway, we talked about the Federal Trade Commission finding Fashion Nova. I wondered about this with regard to you, Jennifer. I should wait until Victoria feels better to have this conversation. But anyway, we give it the first run through on our DJV download, which is currently posted at djvshow.com, which is where you can find the podcast, all of them, every single day. You want to get caught up on the basics of what we talked about? That's the way to do it. You can also listen to the whole program all day, every day. The full show is available at djvshow.com. Check it out, and the podcast at djvshow.com as well. The buttons are clear when you go to the website, or you can listen wherever you get your podcast, like Apple. That's the way to do it.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the trending mode we go here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Jay and the Dougster. So here we have Macaulay Culkin. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to shine. He's like, what, 16 or something? How old is Macaulay Culkin?
Not anymore. Perpetually 16. He's
still 8.
41.
Do you believe this kid's 41 years old? That's how long ago that movie was made. That's a
real...
Huh? Yeah. What I realized you down. Go ahead.
Is that I always thought he was so much younger than me because I feel like when I watched the movie, he was always the little kid, right? He's been the little kid even in my adult life. So, like you said, I don't think he's 16, but I'm like, oh, that kid's at least 15 years younger than me. He's not. He's about...
And I always thought he was more significantly older than me.
Because you watched him as probably when you were little. And
yeah, when I was younger. So he was like, he seemed like older. And when you're younger, somebody who's even 2 years older than you seems like 10 years older.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, as Victoria would say, you buried the lead already, Stefan. Macaulay Culkin, well, I kind of gave you a hint by singing I'm Getting Married in the Morning. A young lady named Brenda Song. What do we know about her?
Apparently. She's an actress as well. She's been in a lot of things. Dollface. She was in The Social Network. She was in, she had a few episodes done in Station 19. She was on the Disney Channel years and years ago, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. She's been in a lot of stuff, but they are now engaged. They've been together for 4 years. They have a 9-month-old son named Dakota, who is named after Macaulay's sister, who died when she was 29 years old back in 2008, who's also named Dakota. So that's just, it's sweet.
How'd they meet?
They met on the set of the Changeland in Thailand, where they were both.
Is that a movie?
It's a film, and that's where they met. And then they were manically linked since 2017, the summer of 2017.
They live in Beverly Hills. Is that she was wandering around?
He was married once before, wasn't he, to some girl?
How could he be married? He's too young to be married. He's 16.
And here's the thing. He was married from 1998 to 2002. Yeah. And then he was with Mila Kunis for a really long time. They lived together in a house right across from her parents' house.
By the way, speaking of Mila Kunis, I don't know if we talked about this or not. I saw this yesterday. I think it was after I got off the air. There's a video of the spot that's going to play on the Super Bowl of Mila Kunis doing a 60-second commercial with Demi Moore. It is hysterical. If you haven't seen it, we ought to probably post it. Did you see it, Jay?
It's really cute.
Yeah.
They both think that they're getting an award, and then it's somebody else gets it, and they're like, oh, we have a lot in common,
than you know.
And in case you missed, you've been living under a rock, Demi was married to Ashton Kutcher. Mila is now married to Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, and they both, they seem to, it was no heavy lifting in the way it was described as Mila Kunis got a call, you want to do the spot, and she said, yeah. And how about we put Demi Moore in it with me? And they said, huh? So she called up Demi Moore and said, you want to do this? And Demi Moore said, yeah, let's do it. And it's just, it's cute to watch the, they get up from their tables. And I mean, I probably shouldn't give it away. Why don't you just post it?
Yeah, I will at DJV show. And it just is great because it seems like even with Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, they seem like they have a really great divorce relationship. She's still part of the family. She's friends with his new wife. And
isn't that the way to do it?
Quarantined with Demi and their kids. And
Yeah, it seems great. That's what happened to me when Tony and I split. It was, we always stayed together, had holidays together and stuff. And I think we always loved each other. That doesn't mean that you're a good husband and wife. In my case, it wasn't good at all, but I loved her dearly. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
It's now official. After 24 hours of the media and government officials saying Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was going to retire, Justice Breyer made it official Thursday. President Biden then addressed the nation that the next Supreme Court justice will be based on gender and skin color.
Will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
A federal judge invalidated the results of an oil and gas lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico on Thursday, saying the Biden administration failed to properly account for the auction's climate change impact. Judge Randolph Contreras of the United States District Court in D.C. ruled the end of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's lease sale 257. That sale generated more than $190 million. As expected, the offshore drilling industry slammed the decision. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February,
To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Russian-Ukrainian tensions rise in Eastern Europe, one congressman is worried the president will blunder this foreign policy challenge as bad, if not worse, than Biden handled Afghanistan. Reports that the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is urging Americans to leave the country is one example, so says Representative Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey on Newsmax.
Well, it tells me that we're in a situation where we obviously have a president that's weak. We can't afford to pull another Biden on this. We can't do what happened in Afghanistan. I think we're going to have to stand strong, and quite frankly, and rather than just have sanctions after something happens, I think we should begin with at least some sanctions now to let the Russians know that we're serious and that we're strong and that we're going to arm up. We're not going to put our troops there, but we're going to have the troops that are there, the Ukrainian troops, have the arms that they need, have the power they need to deal with this in any way possible. The sanctions, I think, should start to begin now, because rather than retreating, rather than going a little bit softer, Putin is actually going harder. This is no joke. This is just one more thing that this president has screwed up. It's so unbelievable. Every time I think you couldn't do anything worse, you couldn't make another mistake, somehow he's on his way to doing that. And by the way, this all is happening because of the weakness that he portrays to the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 past the hour. 9 reasons to avoid becoming politically correct. I was just reading, we're having a discussion here, as we often do, the old versus the young, the new and good way of focusing on who people are and what they're all about. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer's sick, and so is Jay. So I have nobody to defend me in my position. I'm on my own here. We were having a conversation about the politically correct stuff. When it comes right down to it, see how many people agree with me who are listening. Who is responsible, and where did these things come from? Who decided that dwarfs aren't going to be dwarfs anymore? Or that the correct way to approach somebody who is, the people I grew up around who were black were referred to as black. Today, they're people of color. So who was it that decided?
Well, no,
is there some arbitration
setting.
Board somewhere that says we're not supposed to refer to these
people?
Black and
people,
why?
Black people are black, or some who identify more with African ancestry are African American. But people of color, that's just a larger, it's not eliminating anyone who's Latino or anyone who's black or Asian. That's just a broad stroke, you know, reference. But everyone is still has, you know, we all love labels, right, in society. Everybody still has their labels. So, yeah, it's not going away.
Okay. So here we have a study today that is focused on how much money goes to mothers. So can we refer to them as mothers who are lacking? Are poor mothers people who
I don't know what the parameters exactly were for this study, but yes.
Yeah, but you're not getting my subtlety here.
You can't say poor?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it said in all the
mothers
headlines.
Mothers who have financial problems instead of being poor.
Okay, well, that explains because it does. Poor is weird because it's always like, oh, poor person. You know, I don't know. It's strange. Yeah, someone who in financial need, let's put it that way.
Challenged, financially challenged. How about that? Instead of poor, they're financially challenged.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, this is actually very important information. Listen up because this tells you a lot about what's going on. If you're a parent raising a small child, listen. Yes?
Yes?
What? No.
you said listen. No, I'm listening.
I'm pointing to you because.
Pointing to me for what?
I want you to tell the story.
Okay. I don't
stuck
have the exact
on poor
study.
Mothers.
Yeah, I don't have the exact study in front of me, so can
all right,
you
so
tell
anyway,
us?
Here's the story. Providing cash aid.
Listen, and I'm sitting here listening. Okay.
To poor mothers. Well, listen, we have to get our cues straight. Poor mothers, one of the things about doing a program, we're going to digress for a second. Do you realize one of the most wonderful things about doing a program like this? I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here because this requires the sensitivity of the people. I'm on the air every day for hours with three women who are in different parts of the country. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Jay's out in Nashville, and Victoria's in New Jersey. And it sounds to the average person who doesn't know that we're all in the same room. Technology allows that to happen. The other thing that's important is we all know each other well. And, you know, I remember Jay was a little bit, because she's the most recent member of the board here, and she had a hard time sort of getting into sync with how we do stuff. And it's knowing each other. That's really what it is, and anticipating what the other person is going to do, think, or say. And so most of the time we're really right there. And we don't rehearse this stuff. Most of the time the ladies don't know what I'm going to talk about, or I don't know what they're going to talk about.
Or you don't know what you're going to talk about. It's also a very important third element there.
Wait a minute. Hold your horses here. Let's not get too cute. Anyway. Most of the time, I know what I'm talking about. I don't point out, when you don't know what you're talking about, I don't say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Victoria.
No, I mean, you don't know what you're going to talk about, meaning like you just sort of clickbait and pick things up.
Well, sometimes there are things
I have. No, I'm not saying you don't know what you're talking about. I'm saying you actually don't know what you're going to talk about.
I don't, because the spontaneity of conversation is such, I oftentimes will go into a half hour and have planned to do this, 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 and this. And because of the beauty of talk radio and conversation, I may be stopped on the first one because we go in four different directions because there's four different points of view presented by the people on the country, on the program. All right, so can we go back to this?
Yes, I have the study now if you would like me to run through it.
Well, I just what it does is underscore something that I'm very passionate about, and that is how to improve babies' brains and not have them jammed up by the technology that oftentimes mothers who don't know put their children sort of in front of a screen to babysit them. And if they're not 3 or 4 years old, doing that is a recipe for disaster. And so this kind of goes into that in a way that, you know, presenting a problem requires a solution. So here is how to fix baby's brain functions if you're from a poor family, right? I mean, is that a good way of
essentially
putting this forward?
Right. And so this was a big study that has kind of been in the making for a while. It's called Baby's First Years. And so they found, this is published in the Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences. So what they did was they did two different groups. They divided mothers with newborn infants into two groups. One received a cash payment of $333 a month, and the other received $20 a month. And they found that after they evaluated the kids after 1 year, they found that babies in the high cash group displayed more of the fast brain activity typically associated with cognitive development. And so this is one of the neuroscientists from the University of Pennsylvania who did the study said that it's a big scientific finding because it's proof that giving families more money, even a modest amount more, leads to better brain development for early childhood development. This was part of the study, so they did it like an experiment. That's how they did it. Well, and
did
so,
they use federal money?
Also,
did they use research grant money from colleges or universities?
It's from the University of Pennsylvania, so I would assume that there was a grant for this. Now, the reason that they studied this is because, and the $333 thing, that's because President Biden had the child tax credit program where families received up to $300 a month.
So this was, does it work or not? That's the question that this answers, kind of, whether that money was worthwhile.
Well, and so there's a researcher who was also part of this from Harvard and said that this is groundbreaking and said, and this is his quote. He said, if I was a policymaker, I'd pay attention to this. It would be premature of me to pass a bill that gives every family $300 a month. But when you look at real need, then, you know, he was saying that this is demonstrating that giving parents, especially maybe single moms, a leg up is something that definitely impacts how a kid, how their brains develop in the first year. I mean, when you look at, like, and so $300 extra, right, that goes to formula. Formula is really expensive. So it's kind of like, well, if you have $20 a month, maybe you can buy some extra diapers, which are also really expensive. But if you have $333 a month, then you maybe have more time to invest in other things that will benefit.
Let me just take this apart one step down. I'm not a big fan of government programs that just dole out money here, there, and everywhere. But if you want to fast forward what happens to a child whose brain gets discombobulated and what it costs society down the road, this is a pretty good investment. And again, from the mouth of somebody who's not a big fan of a lot of government programs that just throw money, and actually this isn't government money, this is money that came from research funding for a project at the University of Pennsylvania. But I think what it does show, if I can get to the bottom line, is that it is very dangerous for you to allow your child to be exposed to all of the things on a screen that can discombobulate his or her mind, the neurons and whatever happens to people. And if you can somehow or other somehow train the child cognitively, reading, whatever other exposure to the things that you were saying, I think, about my new grandson, how curious he looks.
He's so alert for a young baby.
Very, very alert.
He's only 2 months old, right? About?
Yeah, a little bit.
And he's just, he's so cute. And just to see the videos of every little thing, I've never seen a kid be that, like, locked in, you know.
Well, they're paying a lot of attention to the things in his environment.
Right.
And that's kind of what you got to do. Now, is everybody capable of doing that? I guess it depends. Or do you want to do it? But if you don't want a problem down the road, which is kind of what we're talking about here, then this is a good investment. Because I think most of us are aware of all of the special needs. I know in my community, the budget for the school department is $120 million a year. $40 million of that goes to special needs, special aid for special kids who are, in many instances, I mean, we all knew the youngsters, as we grew up, that you know, didn't have the same development or had problems. I can remember a kid that lived up the street from me who lived in a shack. His mother was all alone, and she had this child out of wedlock, and she had nothing, and they lived in a shack, literally, a shack. And this kid was so, didn't have any clothing, didn't eat right, and, you know, sort of became a ward of the state.
Nutrition is so important to to baby's brain development.
Yeah, it's just, it really is.
Yeah.
And if you can't breastfeed, then, you know, you do the next best thing. Right. You hopefully get really good. The formula that's out there is good, but it's expensive. And so is, I think you suggested that a lot of newborns in families who don't have a lot of money, they get cheap.
Well, it's, I mean, think formula. About it. If you can't feed your adult kids or your adult self,
right?
You go to cheap options, you know, Costco 99-cent chicken fingers, or you go to fast food, and it's the same thing. If mothers with young babies can't give them the proper nutrition, you have to feed your child, so you're going to have to do whatever you can do. And unfortunately, nutrition is so essential in those, you know, in the early development stages.
Children are going to be, Miles, my other grandson, doesn't watch any TV. I mean, he's now getting exposed a little bit to Sesame Street and to some things, but he learns what he's learning from his friends in school and from what he reads and what his mother and father tell him. That's how we learn from our environment. And so when he was a youngster growing up, he loved, well, he didn't know any different. His mother was feeding vegetables, and so he ate vegetables, and he thought it was great. So he starts going to school, and the kids start telling him, oh, what about this chicken finger, and, you know, what about this popsicle, and all that stuff. So then he develops a resistance to eating vegetables. So his mother says to him, okay, well, you can have a chicken finger, but you also have to have asparagus. For every chicken finger, you got to have a piece of asparagus.
Isn't it wild that, like, every parent is like a negotiator now?
Yeah.
I don't remember having negotiations.
I was told to eat it or be hungry. That was it.
It's just, there you go. And, you know, you sit there and eat it. This is what our family's eating tonight. I mean, I know friends. Yeah. I have friends and everybody gets a different dinner. It's why aren't you just at a restaurant? I mean, when we ate dinner, we ate as a family.
What's
and everybody ate
you.
The same food.
That's it. Yep. That's it. That's what I tell Daisy now. She's never fussy about the stuff she eats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're at 48 after the hour here on the DJV show.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car? Not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back at 53 past the hour now on the DJV program, DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to answer some questions. Number one, can Omicron cause long COVID? Do we have to go in again to explain what long COVID is? I suppose maybe a moment or two. That's just
long.
Go ahead.
Long COVID is a problem where the symptoms go beyond a month. And yes, there are issues. And in fact, there's a report this week with mild illness. People are having cognitive issues, difficulties remembering and thinking in a fraction of people, like 10%, even who have mild illness. So that's why it's a nice idea. You know, most of us are going to get this, but if you can avoid it, it's also a good idea because we just don't yet know. It's not been around long enough. Remember, Omicron really has been only well identified since Thanksgiving.
Weeks.
This year. Since
yeah.
And so is there long COVID? It hasn't been around long enough to really study that yet in great detail. And we're learning that. And that's why most of us are going to get this, if not everyone. But if you can avoid it, you know, it's a good idea because we just don't know the long-term effects of these things yet.
Right. No, that's for sure. All right. We were talking about in the previous discussion, and it's on the DJV Health podcast this week, the pig used for the heart valve, or I think, yeah, it was a heart valve.
For the whole heart.
Yeah. Well, that's right, too, the heart valve and then the whole heart.
We've been using the heart valves for many, many years, but the news last week was that actually a whole pig heart was transplanted into a human, and that's really amazing because, as we said, there's such a discrepancy between demand and supply. We just don't have enough hearts for all the people who very badly need them.
Well, so now comes the information that kidneys from a genetically altered pig have been implanted into a brain-dead person. And one was done at the University of Alabama. They hope to start clinical trials with the kidney. And so apparently the family has given them, if you're brain dead, that means the next step is pull the plug. So rather than pull the plug, they're going to work on this guy. The family has said, okay, you can use the body while he's still alive to see if the kidney, if the genetically altered pig kidney will work in humans. What do you think?
Well, right. That's a way, that's a model to test whether the proposal of using non-human parts can work in a human. And you don't want to, this might sound a bit rough to the people who are not involved, but this is this intermediate step that you need to do before you actually do it in humans, and you want to know what the potential outcome was. So this is the way to proceed to test it and do the research.
Yep. All right. Chris Evert has been sharing her story about her ovarian cancer diagnosis. The question is, how much of this is there in women, not only in America, women her age? She's 67. She got diagnosed last fall. So what kind of, this is something that we've not talked about. This is somebody who's very physically active most of her life, won all those titles. So now she got ovarian cancer. Is that hereditary?
Well, there's definitely a combination of environmental and also definitely DNA and inheritance in ovarian cancer. The problem with ovarian cancer is that often it develops, and when it's actually large is when we pick it up, and it just doesn't get discovered. It's a, you know, we call it a silent killer because it just doesn't get large enough until we're aware of it. And I think good old Chris Evert, boy, you know, we're all contemporaries of hers at the age. What an amazing woman. You know, she grew up in Florida, amazing number one woman in tennis when she was, you know, younger for
teenage,
so many years.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, in her teenage, late teenage year, like somewhere about age 14 or 15, if I recall the history. And, yeah, she was diagnosed. I hear she's doing well, and she's just, as usual, spreading the word, trying to help out as much as she can. And it's just something, it's just a good reason to be checked and know your genes, because there are genes that dramatically, just like breast cancer, increase your risk of ovarian cancer.
Well, cervical cancer, I think, too, that kind of stuff. Don't ignore the signs. I think that's what Ken would tell you. Don't ignore the signs of the disease. Your body is talking to you, whispering, or however it's affecting you, you know it, and so don't let it, you know, need to know is need to find out. So don't let your body do stuff and not find out what's going on. I think that'd be Ken's advice and mine too. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.